Sanos, this is for you.
We are thinking about you.
Yes, we're. Sanos, this is for you. We're thinking about you. We're doing this in the park.
And we are missing you.
We're missing you. So let's get started. All right. So, you guys have your Bibles. Open up to Exodus.
Takže otvoríme si Exodus.
And we're going to look at Exodus 14 and 15.
A budeme sa pozerať na kapitolu 14 a 15.
And
14.
So 14 and 15.
14 a 15.
And wow, I have a camera crew here.
Tak máme tak kamery a foťaky.
And I had a good time preparing for this study because it I think it applied for my life. So
ja som si to celkom užil, keď som to pripravoval, lebo to patrí k môjmu, bolo to z môjho života.
And remember last week we saw that basically the people of Israel were guided by this pillar and this, you know, pillar of cloud and this fire, and this was the presence of the Lord.
A viete, minulého týždňa sme hovorili o tom, ako Izraeliti boli viedli, boli vedení stopom.
And they're coming out of 430 years of slavery, and it says actually to the very day 430 years.
A vlastne trvalo im to 430 rokom, kým boli vyvedení z otroctva.
And this was exactly according to God's promise and his plan.
A to bolo presne tak, ako Pán Boh prisľúbil podľa svojho plánu.
And this is journey out of Egypt, but it's also this journey of getting Egypt out of the people.
A bola to síce cesta vyvedenia z Egypta, ale zároveň aj to, ako vyviesť Egypt zo srdcí ľudí.
And getting back to home, but they've never a home they've never been to before.
A vlastne viedol ich domov, kde oni ešte nikdy predtým neboli.
And so we're going to read verses from chapter 14 verses 1 through, let's say, so 1 through 4. And I'll just read it in English.
Kapitola 14, 1 až 4.
It says, then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi-Hahiroth, I can't say it, between Migdol and the sea. And they came, and they were to encamp by the sea directly opposite of Baal Zephon. And Pharaoh will think, the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. And I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all of his army. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this. Actually, let's keep reading down to maybe verse 9. And when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their mind about them. And they said, what have we done? We have let the Israelites go and we've lost their services. And he had his chariots made ready, and he took his army with him. And he took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with the officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites, who were marching out boldly. And the Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as a camp near the sea of Pi Hithron, opposite of Baal Zephon. Okay, terrible names, but so I made three questions for our talk, and the three questions are: what is our strength?
Vytvoril som také tri otázky od dnešná, ktoré sa týkajú dnešku, že čo je, what is our strength, čo je naša silná stránka.
And we'll try to answer that in a second.
A za chvíľku na to odpovieme.
What is our sign, what is that thing that we hold on to in the Lord.
Čo je tým konkrétnym znamením, ktorého sa držíme veľa.
And what is our song, what is the expression of our heart towards the Lord.
A aká je naša pieseň, aké je naše vyznanie nášho srdca smerom voči Bohu.
In this first section we see a lot about strength.
V tej prvej časti vidíme veľa o silných stránkach.
And we see here at the beginning of the story that God has said to Moses to backtrack, basically.
A vidíme tu vlastne, že ako keby sa vlastne vracal smerom k tomu moru.
Because remember last week we looked at that map, and if the map is accurate,
Naposledy sme sa dívali na tú mapu, ak je mapa skutočne pravdivá.
That they went down along that peninsula.
Tak išli vlastne v tom poloostrove smerom dole.
And they went to this place of Etham.
A potom prišli do toho mesta Etham.
And now God's asking them to kind of go back where they've gone from.
A potom ich Pán Boh požiadal, aby išli zase späť, odkiaľ prišli.
And if I had the PowerPoint presentation, this is a very visual one, actually. I kind of needed the maps.
Toto je veľmi vizuálne, keď tu nemáme mapy, tak si ich môžeme predstavovať.
I feel a little handicapped without my...
Cítim sa byť tak mierne handicapovaný bez všetkých tých technických vymožeností.
I've seen some Google maps of this area.
Ale videl som na Google mapách túto oblasť.
And it's basically what you have is you got this huge, remember those pictures of that area that I showed last week, it's very rugged mountains.
Ak si pamätáte tú oblasť, tak to bolo hodne taká hrubá krajina plná kameňov a hôr.
Yeah, and you can kind of see it on Ilga's map.
Ilga tu má mapu, ktorú ukazuje.
So they would have went down here.
Čiže došli až tam dole, na juh.
And it's kind of like they got trapped in this section where you got a bunch of mountains and you've got the ocean and there's nothing else.
A tam ako keby boli uzavretí v takom priestore, kde je vlastne púšť a hory a z druhej strany more a nič iné.
And God had kind of led them into this corner, basically.
A Pán Boh ich vlastne viedol do toho uhla, do toho rohu.
And he's asked them to kind of backtrack a little bit.
A hovorí im, trošku uhnite dozadu, vráťte sa.
And if you were the Israelites, you know, you're like a million people or so.
A ak by sme boli Izraeliti, tak si uvedomte, že vlastne nás je približne milión ľudí.
You know, and you get to this part where you can't go any further because there's mountains and then there's water.
A dostanete sa do miesta, kde si uvedomíte, že už sa nedá ísť ďalej, lebo sú z jednej strany hory a z druhej strany voda.
And you gotta be thinking like, either Moses is crazy or God is crazy or what's going on.
A určite sa pýtate, že buď Mojžiš je blázon alebo Pán Boh je divný, proste že čo sa vlastne deje.
You know, and you can imagine Moses saying, okay guys, let's go back.
A on, že možno si predstavíte, že Mojžiš povie, no tak poďme sa vrátiť späť.
And it says here in the text that God was doing this for a reason.
A v texte sa hovorí, že Boh im to hovoril z nejakého dôvodu.
It would look as if they were in confusion.
Že vyzerajú ako keby boli vlastne v takom zmetku, v takej zhube.
And that's how Pharaoh would view this kind of scenic route, is that they're just confused and they're lost.
A takisto to asi vnímal asi faraón, že ten izraelský národ je teraz v záhube, čo už ich čaká iba záhuba.
Because they're like trapped like rats.
Lebo sú vlastne chytení ako potkani, ako zradci.
And I was just thinking about, you know, when God is guiding us sometimes.
A nie, tu premýšľal som o tom, že aj nás, možno sa nám to zdá, že keď nás Pán Boh vedie.
And I didn't know if God's guided you and it doesn't always make sense.
A možno, že aj vy máte ten pocit, že Pán Boh vás vedie a nedáva to zmysel.
You know, you step out on something and it doesn't work out and you have to move back to, you know, the first position.
Že sa postavíte do jedného miesta a tam to nedáva zmysel, tak sa postavíte niekde inde a zase späť.
And people around you can see, man, this guy's just confused.
A ľudia okolo vás sa na vás dívajú a hovoria, áno, ten je teda riadne zmetený, tento človek.
You know, he's not following the Lord, he's just lost.
Že určite nejde za Pánom Bohom, že ten musí byť stratený.
And we'll see, though, that God had a reason for this route.
A my neskôr uvidíme, že Pán Boh mal dôvod, prečo ich takýmto zvláštnym spôsobom viedol.
That what Pharaoh would mistake as confusion, God would see as an opportunity to gain glory.
A že to, čo faraón si neuvedomil, bolo, že Pán Boh dokáže túto situáciu využiť na to, aby získal slavu. Na to, čo faraón vnímal ako zmetok.
And we see in verse 4 says that God would through the situation harden Pharaoh's heart.
A vidíme tam vo verši 4,
yeah.
Že Pán Boh zatvrdil faraónovo srdce, aby to bolo ešte pre neho ťažšie.
It would motivate him to do the things that God wanted him to do to get glory.
A to vlastne motivovalo faraóna na to, aby urobil veci, ktoré po ňom Pán Boh chcel, aby urobil, aby vlastne nakoniec sa oslávilo meno Božie.
No, I don't think this is saying that, you know, God makes people bad men do bad things, you know.
A nemyslím si, že to hovorí o tom, že Pán Boh chce, aby ľudia robili zlé veci.
Because remember, this same Pharaoh, he had many opportunities to respond positively to God.
Lebo ak si pamätáte, tak faraón mal veľa príležitostí na to, aby zareagoval pozitívne na Boha.
And it was on the seventh refusal that God confirmed the hardness of Pharaoh's heart.
A že až potom, čo sedemkrát odmietol faraón Boha, tak Pán Boh zatvrdil jeho srdce.
But God will do a lot of, I think, crazy things to get glory for himself, things that are beyond our understanding, you know, and beyond our wisdom.
Ale Pán Boh urobí mnoho, možno sa nám to zdá, že bláznivých vecí na to, aby bolo jeho meno oslávené. Často veci, ktoré sú ďaleko za našim porozumením alebo predstavami.
And it's amazing to me that God is so sovereign and so big that he can even get glory out of wickedness.
A pre mňa je úžasné vidieť, že Pán Boh je taký suverénny a taký veľký, že dokáže aj zo zlých vecí a zo skazeností vytlcť svoju slávu.
That he can turn what is intended for evil into good.
Že on dokáže zmeniť niečo, čo je predurčené na skazu, na niečo dobré.
And I think God's going to do that in our life too.
A myslím si, že tak je to aj v našom živote, že to robí Pán Boh v našom živote.
You know, he's going to put us in these positions and lead us in these directions that are going to confuse the wise people of this world, you know.
A že nás dáva do situácií, ktoré navonok môžu zmiesť múdrych ľudí tohoto sveta.
Paul talks about this in Corinthians, right?
Lebo Pavol o tom hovorí tiež v Korintianoch.
You know, just that the wisdom of this world doesn't understand the ways of the Lord.
Múdrosť tohoto sveta alebo nerozumie tomu, aké má cesty Pán.
But the wisdom of this world is God's foolishness.
Ale múdrosť tohoto sveta je pre Pána Boha hlúpstvom.
Yeah. And so we see in this next section that we had just read, verses 5 through 9, this actually happens. Pharaoh starts to pursue the children of Israel.
A tam potom v tých veršoch 5 až 9 vidíme, že skutočne sa to stane a faraón začne prenasledovať deti Izraela.
You know, they say, what have we done? We've lost all our free work.
A oni sa pýtajú, čo sme to len urobili, že sme vlastne odišli z toho otroctva.
Says he gets 600 of his best chariots together.
A tam je písané, že on zobral 600 najlepších bojových vozov.
And chariots of their time would be like tanks or you know, fighter jets in our day.
Že v tom čase to bolo, ako keby sme si predstavili tanky alebo tie rakety výstrelné.
You know, they're like cutting edge military technology.
Proste tá najlepšia vrcholná vojenská výzbroj.
And he's got 600 of them, plus the guys that know how to use them.
A má teda 600 takýchto bojových vozov a ešte plus teda ľudí, ktorí vedia, ako ich dobre používať.
Plus a bunch of other chariots that are on the side that are, I guess, the older models.
A ešte nejaké ďalšie bojové vozy, ktoré sú ako Nabucco, ktoré sú možno takými staršími modelmi.
And he basically means business here, you know.
A on proste vidí v tomto obchod, business.
It's just kind of like it's gonna full arsenal out on these guys.
Proste si povie, že a teraz vyberem všetok ten arzenál, všetky ten náboj a použijem ich.
And I just thinking about these verses and how this as a picture for our lives, how does this fit?
A ja premýšľam o tom, že ako tento obraz sa dá zakliesniť do našich vlastných životov.
And sometimes we can be totally following the Lord and going in the right direction.
Že niekedy skutočne nasledujeme za Bohom a ideme tým správnym smerom.
Yeah, we don't have to go back for the world to try to catch up with us.
A nepotrebujeme svet na to, aby nás dobehol.
And to do it full force.
A aby niečo robil pre nás.
You know, you can, I think all of us serve so we can see it in ministry.
A že všetci tí, ktorí slúžime, tak to vidieť v našej službe.
You know, that even if you're going fully for the Lord, Satan's going fully for you.
Že aj keď často sa snažíme ísť plne pre Pána Boha, tak Satan ide proti nás.
You know, and it feels like there's 600 chariots coming after you sometimes.
A niekedy to máme taký pocit, ako keby nás naháňalo tých 600 bojových vozov.
And we see these Israelites, they're kind of learning the ropes with how to follow God.
A to ako keby sme videli, ako sa Izraeliti učia, že ako žiť s Bohom.
And we see in verses 10 through 12 their reaction.
Vo verši 10 až 12 vidíme ich odpoveď, reakciu.
It says, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. And they were terrified, and they cried out to the Lord. And they said to Moses, was it because there's no graves in Egypt that you brought us out to the desert to die? You can feel the sarcasm there. What have you done by bringing us out to Egypt? Didn't we say in Egypt, leave us alone? Let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than die out here in the desert.
Keď sa faraón približoval, Izraeliti sa rozliadli a videli, ako sa Egypťania rútia za nimi. Vtedy sa Izraeliti veľmi zľakli a volali k Hospodinovi o pomoc. A povedali Mojžišovi, nebolo v Egypte dosť hrobov? Doviedol si nás sem, aby sme pomreli na púšti? Čo si nám to urobil? Prečo si nás vyviedol z Egypta? Ako keby to bolo, že už kopu sarkazmu samo o sebe v texte. Či sme ti nehovorili, že už v Egypte nechaj nás na pokoji, budeme slúžiť Egypťanom? Veď bolo lepšie slúžiť Egypťanom, ako zomrieť na púšti.
Good translation, Sylvia.
See? I didn't forget.
Great. It's working. Just as I was reading this, I was thinking, you know, don't we feel like this sometimes?
Ale tým som sa povedal, necítime sa aj my niekedy takto?
You know, like, you know, that we're just totally terrified and freaking out.
Že sme vystrašení a bojíme sa niečoho.
You know, we're ready to throw in the towel and the things that the Lord wants us to do and be.
A máme chuť zahodiť úterák a proste vzdať sa toho, čo je pred nami.
You know, and sometimes it feels easier just to, you know, die in slavery than to live in freedom.
Niekedy je ľahšie umrieť v otroctve ako žiť v than die in freedom.
It's easier to run away and live in slavery than it is to
die in freedom.
Die in freedom.
Je ľahšie žiť v otroctve ako umrieť v slobode.
You know, it's easier just to kind of go with the flow than to make that stand and resist.
Niekedy je ľahšie ísť po prúde ako stáť proti prúdu.
And we can ask the Lord, you know, why did you bring me here to die, you know?
A možno sa pýtame, že Pane Bože, prečo si ma priviedol sem, aby som zomrel?
I mean, have you guys ever asked that, like, Lord, why did you bring me to Bratislava to die?
Máte niekedy vy pocit, že sa pýtate, Pane Bože, prečo si ma priviedol do Bratislavy?
You know, or why do I have to work with these people, right?
Prečo musím pracovať práve s týmito ľuďmi?
You know, or why do I have to do this thing?
Prečo musím robiť tieto a tu?
You know, it was just so much easier how it used to be.
Že bolo to mnoho ľahšie, ako to bolo predtým.
And when I look at this, what it reminded me is something we studied in Genesis.
A že to mi pripomína niečo, čo sme študovali v prvej Mojžišovej.
And really what they're doubting here is God's goodness.
A to, o čom skutočne oni uvažujú a pochybujú, je Božia dobrota.
And I think that whenever we kind of get in this freaking out mode of just, Lord, I just want to, why did you do this? We're really just doubting God's goodness.
A že skutočne aj my, keď sa dostávame do takého toho vystrašenia, keď sa pýtame, že Pane Bože, prečo si mi to urobil, tak vlastne vtedy pochybujeme o Božej dobrote.
And I believe that we all struggle with this at times, to really believe that God is good and that he's for us.
A ja verím tomu, že každý jeden z nás máme chvíľky, kedy pochybujeme, že Pán Boh je tu skutočne dobrý a je tu pre nás.
But remember when we were studying God's creation of the world.
Pamätáte na to, keď sme študovali, ako Pán Boh stvoril svet?
You know, how each day he created something and he blessed it and he said it's great or it's good.
Ako každý deň niečo vytvoril a povedal a požehnal to a povedal, že je to dobré, je to výborné.
You know, he enjoyed and he delighted in creating everything around us.
A on sa tešil, že to urobil a páčilo sa mu, ako to urobil.
You know, and then he made man and he said this is very good.
A potom stvoril človeka a povedal, je to veľmi dobré.
You know, and he delighted in relating to Adam and Eve.
A on sa tešil z toho, že vytvoril Adama a Evu.
And then the rest of the Bible is, you know, us messing it up and him trying to bring it back to this goodness.
A zvyšok Biblie ako keby bol o tom, že ako sa vraciame späť k tej Božej dobrote po tom, čo sme to pokazili.
And when we had studied this many months ago.
A tým, že sme to študovali už niekoľko mnoho mesiacov dozadu.
Remember I had shared some of the other creation myths out there, the different beliefs that people had at that time.
Aha, my sme vtedy hovorili o rôznych mýtoch o tom, ako bol stvorený svet.
And you know, all these other myths or these other stories, to say.
A všetky tieto ostatné mýty, tieto príbehy.
You know, always the gods are creating the earth because they're angry or there's some dysfunctionality going on or there's some fight in the cosmic universe.
A on vždycky Pán Boh tvoril svet tam preto, lebo bol nahnevaný, alebo bol tam niečo dysfunkčné, alebo niečo nefungovalo.
You know, it was always out of just out of disorder. These other stories are all by kind of this result of disorder.
A všetky tie príbehy sa točili o tom, že na začiatku bol nejaký nepomer, nesúlad.
Or anger.
Alebo hnev.
You know, but our God is the only God who he makes his claim to have created everything because he's good.
Ale náš Boh je jediný Boh, ktorý hovorí, že stvoril svet preto, lebo je dobrý.
And that he likes goodness and he wants to maintain goodness and he's that's his character.
A on má rád dobrotu a chce sa dávať tou dobrotou smerom von voči ľuďom.
And we see Moses' response to the people's terror.
A vidíme, že ako vlastne Mojžiš reaguje na ten strach ľudí.
And I really want to encourage us to focus in on this next two verses.
Chcem vás pozbudiť, aby sme sa na to zamierali, na tieto verše.
Verses 13 and 14.
Verše 13 a 14.
Says Moses answered the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still."
A Mojžiš povedal ľudu, nebojte sa. Vydržte a uvidíte, že dnes vás Hospodin zachráni. Egypťanov, ktorých dnes vidíte, už nikdy neuvidíte. Hospodin bude bojovať za vás a vy sa len upokojte.
You know, Moses had the right perspective.
A Mojžiš tu mal tú správnu, ten správny pohľad.
You know, he already had some pretty powerful experiences with God,
lebo
personally.
On už mal také vlastné silné skúsenosti, zážitky s Bohom.
You know, he was in the center of this Exodus experience.
A vlastne on je v centre tej skúsenosti z vyvádzania z Egypta.
And he says simply, you know, don't be afraid.
A hovorí jednoducho, že nebojte sa.
Stand firm.
A buďte kľudní.
And then just watch salvation come.
A potom sa dívajte na to, ako príde spása.
Toto by dá.
That one's a good one, huh?
Yeah. Thanks.
No problem. Verse 14, it says, "The Lord will fight for you. All you need to do is be still."
A ten verš 14 hovorí, že Hospodin bude za vás bojovať a vy nemáte urobiť nič iné, len sa upokojte.
I just have that one marked in my Bible specifically.
Ja mám toto pekne zaznačené v Biblii.
Because this one doesn't come very naturally to me.
Lebo to nie je niečo, čo robím prirodzene.
You know, I want to fight, you know.
Ja som typ bojovníka.
You know, I want to do it myself.
Ja chcem veci robiť vlastnou mocou.
But Moses has the right perspective. Just wait and watch and let him do it.
Ale Mojžiš vie, že správne je, že čakať a sledovať, čo Pán Boh urobí.
I mean, you think about it, it's got to be pretty hard for these guys to just say, to not run away and just wait when they see this huge army coming towards them.
Musí to byť strašne ťažké pre týchto ľudí upokojiť sa v kľude, čakať, keď si uvedomujú a hlavne vidia tú veľkú armádu, ktorá beží proti ním.
You know, it's like if you're standing on the middle of this big street there and you know, one of these buses is coming at you and God says, just wait, I'm going to stop it for you.
Ako keby ste stali na jednej z tých veľkých ciestu a prostriedku a išli autobusy a Pán Boh vám hovoril, že len tu čakaj, aj napriek tomu, že tam sú tie autobusy, že ja ich zastavím.
You know, I mean, it's your heart's going to be like...
Bože, určite vaše srdce pekne trpoce.
You know, this is not some abstract thing, it's a reality for them. Lebo this huge army is coming their way.
Lebo to nie je žiadna abstraktná vec, to je realita pre nich. Tá armáda veľká prichádza.
You know, and he's saying, just be still.
A on hovorí len, stojte v kľude, buďte v kľude.
You know, and I know that's hard to do for us.
A ja viem, že to je často ťažké pre nás.
And the cloud was there. God's presence was there.
A ten oblak bol tam, Božia prítomnosť bola tam.
But those circumstances were overshadowing that experience with his presence.
Ale tie okolnosti, ktoré tam boli, ako keby zatieňovali tú prítomnosť Boha.
And we just have to kind of get our perspective back onto the Lord like Moses did.
A my proste sa musíme vrátiť späť na tú perspektívu, ktorú mal aj Mojžiš, že dívať sa späť na Boha.
I love the stories of David, you know.
A mne sa páči ten príbeh o Dávidovi.
You know, David, when he's slaying the giant Goliath.
Že keď zabil toho Dávida, toho Goliáša, toho obra.
You know. Mm-hmm. Cool. Everyone's, you know, in the story, the whole army, the Israeli army, is freaking out.
Celá tá izraelská armáda, že je vystrašená.
You know, and it's only David who has this perspective that God is bigger than the circumstance.
A iba Dávid vlastne má na pamäti, že Pán Boh je ďaleko väčší ako sú všetky tieto negatívne okolnosti.
You know, and he can boldly go to this giant and say, you know, God's gonna destroy you, you know.
A že má tú odvahu ísť a otvorene povedať obrovi, že Pán Boh ťa zničí.
You know, in the name of the Lord he goes and attacks this giant and he wins.
A v mene Boha proste ide, útočí a vyhrá.
And I just wrote in my notes, like, how often do I fight my own battles for myself?
A ja tu mám vo svojich poznámkach, že ako často ja sám bojujem svoje problémy sám za seba.
Yeah, when God wants to fight for me.
Keď Pán Boh chce bojovať za mňa.
We'll see later in the next chapter describes God as, it says, the Lord is a warrior.
A neskôr vidíme o pár kapitol neskôr, že Pán Boh je bojovník.
You know, he's not just a common soldier, he's a warrior. He's like the hero.
Že nie je len obyčajný vojak, ale je to bojovník, je to hrdina.
And he's like Achilles or, you know, or Hector. Or he's kind of, yeah, you know I was going to say that. I had to throw it in a movie.
He's like what?
Like Achilles or Hector, these great warriors.
Že sú ako títo veľkí bojovníci. Achilles,
lebo. Like Gladiator.
wait, yeah. Did they are in City Life? All of them? Jakub? Hm? Ideš tam?
Neviem, čo mám ísť tam.
Jakub is in City Light.
Dal som ti ho.
Like, in Zrinského?
Jakub.
Jakub, he came from Cínobania
already. All of them went to City Light.
Tell to come to park.
There's a sign on the door that tells them to come here. So.
Jakubko, môžete prísť do parku za nami?
I sent email.
They thought that they have to come to the City Light. Že nie, že máte byť v parku. Všetci sme v parku a my odtiaľ nemôžeme ísť.
They know?
No, lebo všetci v parku máme church. Nič sa neskončilo, Jakubko. Ja prekladám, dobre, tak to nechám. Okay.
I don't know.
There definitely was a misunderstanding because he thought that he has to come to the City Light.
Just him.
No, it seems like everybody is there. At least Jakub said we, so somebody else than him.
It's very clear on the door.
Yes.
Eric can testify, he was with me. All right. Anyways, you know, the Lord is a warrior.
Takže Pán Boh je bojovník. Hrdina.
You know, we talked last week about the Holy Spirit being our advocate.
A minulý týždeň sme hovorili o tom, že Duch Svätý je náš obhajca.
You know, he wants to defend us and fight for us.
Že nás chce obraňovať a chce nás hájiť.
And I just see, like, so many times I'm trying to do the work of the Holy Spirit myself.
A niekedy ja mám pocit, že chcem robiť tú prácu Ducha Svätého sám.
So my question is, you know, what is our strength? Is it the Lord? Are we going to wait on him, or are we just going to try to do things ourselves?
A potom si tak hovorím, že čo je mojou silou, že je to Pán Boh, je to ona jeho sila, alebo to, že ja niečo urobím svojou vlastnou silou.
I'm going to read the next section. It's just more of an action section. It's about a sign.
Aha, a v tej ďalšej časti je to vlastne oznamenia.
And verse 15 through basically the end.
Je to verš 15 až do konca.
Says, and the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And then I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen. And then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness on one side and light on the other side, so that neither went to the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. And the waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued them, and all of Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. And during the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and the cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. And he made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." And then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and their horsemen." And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. And the Egyptians were fleeing towards it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. And the water flowed back and covered the chariots and the horsemen and the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, and with a wall of water on their right and on their left. And that day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians laying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and Moses, his servant. We don't have to read this law. Okay. That's a big section. When I looked at this, I just had a question like, what is our sign? And I just saw this parting of the Red Sea as a big sign for the children of Israel and also for the Egyptians.
A ja keď som čítal túto pasáž, tak som si hovoril, že čo sú znamenia pre nás. A ja som si jasne uvedomil, že v tejto pasáži je to roztvorenie Červeného mora veľkým zjavením.
And we see at the beginning of this section that the Lord asked Moses, you know, why are you guys crying? Why whining?
Na začiatku, že sa Pán Boh pýta Mojžiša, že prečo plačete, že prečo tu fňukáte?
You know, just follow me.
Len poďte za mnou, nasledujte ma.
And we do that too. We do a lot of complaining on the way.
A my tiež máme kopu odvrávania.
Yeah. And you know, but you have to put it yourself in their position. There, it's a little bit distressing position.
Ale musíte si uvedomiť, že oni sú skutočne že veľmi vystresovaní.
Because you got these cliffs.
Lebo tam sú tie útesy.
You got the water.
A máte vodu.
You got the army.
A máte armádu.
You really have nowhere to go.
A nemáte kam ísť.
And they're probably thinking, you know, like most, well, yeah, I have a reason to cry because I don't see a way out.
A možno skutočne, keď to tak premyslíte, tak majú právo, že plakať, lebo nevedia, že kadiaľ sa dostať von, nevidia cestu von odtiaľ.
And we see in verse 16, God just says, you know, very matter of factly, just raise your staff and I'm going to part the sea and you're going to go through.
A tam v 16. verši hovorí, že len zdvihni palici, vystrú ruku a ja rozdelím more.
You know, and we see that God just has these what we would think is totally illogical ways out of the situation.
A my tu vidíme, že Pán Boh ako keby mal že veľmi nelogické spôsoby, ako sa dostať z tejto situácie.
You know, like who would think, like, walk through the sea? You know?
A kto by si povedal, že prejdu morom?
You know, it's not even on our list of possibilities.
Že to nie je ani na zozname možností, ktoré máme.
You know, and God's got these solutions that we can't even imagine.
A Pán Boh skutočne, že má mnoho riešení, ktoré si nevieme ani predstaviť.
they're unthinkable, they're unanticipatable.
Lebo sú vlastne nepredstaviteľné ani neočakávateľné.
And the question is, will we by faith walk through those things?
A otázka je, že či my cez vieru, skrze vieru skutočne pôjdeme týmito situáciami.
Because Moses could have said, you know, God, this is crazy.
A môžeš si asi hovoril, že Bože, toto je bláznostvo.
You know, how are you going to do that?
Ako to urobíš, Bože?
You know, and but he obeyed.
Ale uposlúchol.
By faith.
Vierou.
All right. And he went into the unthinkable with God.
A išiel do nepredstaviteľného, ale išiel tam spolu s Bohom.
And it says this sign, this is going to be a sign of glory for the Lord.
A je hovorené, že to bude znamenie na slávu Pána.
That God was doing all this to gain glory for himself.
Že Boh to robil preto, aby sám získal slávu, aby bol oslavený týmto aktom.
I know in my life and probably yours too.
A ja viem, že v mojom živote a možno aj vo vašich.
That we think it's all about me.
Že si často myslíme, že to všetko je o mne.
You know, we ask the Lord, what's your will for my life?
Že sa pýtame, že Pane Bože, čo je tvoja vôľa pre môj život?
You know, and really God, it's all about him.
A v skutočnosti je to všetko o ňom.
You know, and he wants to glorify himself through us.
A on sa chce oslaviť sám seba cez nás.
But he's also, you know, it says that all creation and everything is for his pleasure.
Lebo vlastne celé toto stvorenie bolo vytvorené pre jeho radosť.
It's for his glory.
Lebo tam je vlastne jeho sláva.
But as his children were invited into that glory.
Ale my ako jeho deti sme pozývaní do jeho slávy.
But it's his glory.
Ale je to stále jeho sláva.
You know, and we're just invited into it.
A my sme pozývaní vstúpiť do neho.
We're just gonna, well actually we already read the verses. In verses 19 through 20, we see that God put this cloud between the Egyptians, or the cloud between the Egyptians and the Hebrews.
Aha, a tam v tých ďalších veršoch 19 až 20 je písané o tom, že Pán Boh vlastne posunul ten stĺp medzi Egypťanov a Izraelitov.
Like a big shield between them.
Že vytvoril veľký štít medzi nimi.
Kept them from fighting each other.
Vlastne udržoval ich v stave, aby nemohli medzi sebou bojovať.
Forced the Hebrews to just trust in the Lord and wait for him to fight.
Prinútil Izraelov, Hebrejov, aby vlastne nasledovali ho.
It says, you know, God threw the Egyptians into confusion.
A zase naopak zmiatol Egypťanov.
And, you know, God completely saves his people.
A ako vidíme na konci, Pán Boh ich úplne zachráni, týchto ľudí.
And I really like the last verse in Exodus 14.
A mne sa skutočne páči posledný verš v 2. Mojžišovej, vo 14. kapitole.
It says, when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared or honored the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses his servant.
Keď Izraeliti videli mocnú ruku, ktorú Hospodin vystrel proti Egypťanom, ľud sa bál Hospodina, uverili Hospodinovi a jeho služobníkovi Mojžišovi.
And this event would be like this legendary event for this people.
A tá udalosť ako keby sa stalo takou proste legendárnou udalosťou pre tento národ.
You know, this is the story that they would pass down to their kids and to generation after generation.
To je príbeh, ktorý si vlastne potom generácie podávali z generácie na generáciu.
Remember we saw it in Passover was talking about this, right? Every year they would at least hear the story once.
Že určite aspoň počas Paschy sa o tom hovorilo a aspoň raz za rok počúvali tento príbeh.
You know, they would always look back and say, yeah, this is the point where we trusted in the Lord.
Že vždy sa vlastne vrátili v spomienkach a povedali si, áno, toto je vtedy, keď sme Bohu verili.
It was a sign to them.
Že to bolo znamenie pre nich.
And we see later in this journey.
A my vidíme, že niekde neskôr v tomto príbehu.
In the book of Joshua.
V príbehu Jozu.
And we won't look it up right now, but it's in Joshua chapter 4.
A nejdeme sa na to teraz dívať, ale je to v Jozuovi kapitola 4.
But when the people get into the land and they cross the Jordan by faith.
Keď sa dostali ľudia do krajiny a keď prešli Jordánom pomocou svojej viery.
40 years later.
To bolo 40 rokov neskôr.
God kind of repeats this miracle.
Tak Pán Boh ako keby zopakoval tento zázrak.
And he parts the Jordan River for the people.
Roztvoril Jordánsku rieku pre tento národ.
And Joshua instructs the people to take some stones out of the river.
A Joshua hovorí tým ľuďom, aby vybrali konkrétne kamene z tejto rieky.
And after the whole nation of Israel passes through, they build an altar.
A potom čo celý národ izraelský prešiel týmto
Baba, ja to si buchal
v bradu. V bradu si buchal, tak táto pofúcha.
Nie, to mi dal.
Či, mamina. There's no substitute for mamina. No.
OK. Už som potulila. Oh, you have to repeat.
That's OK. You only get this moment, like... for a short time. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Hey, tieto momenty tu len sa dejú len chvíľkovo, tak si musíme užiť.
But Joshua instructs the people, take these stones out, and he gives them a reason.
Joshua hovorí, aby vybrali konkrétne kamene a má to svoj dôvod.
Says years later you're going to look back.
Hovorí, že o mnoho rokov neskôr sa budete dívať späť.
And you're going to say, you know, this is what the Lord did for us.
A budete si hovoriť, že toto je to, čo Pán Boh pre nás urobil.
And he references actually this parting of the Red Sea.
A on vlastne hovorí aj o tom, čo sa stalo, keď prechádzali Červeným morom.
That God is the same for us now as he was then.
That
God's the same for us now as he was then.
Že Pán Boh je taký istý pre nás teraz, ako bol pre nich vtedy.
Yesterday, I was at Jani's birthday, as some of you guys know.
Že včera som bol na Janových oslavách narodeniny, ako viete.
And there was a couple people who were giving some testimonies.
A bolo tam niekoľko ľudí, ktorí hovorili svoje svedectvá.
You know, and one was giving a testimony like how how the Lord brought him his wife.
A jeden hovoril o tom, ako mu Pán Boh priviedol jeho ženu.
Another one was about how God just really provided financially.
Druhý príbeh bol o tom, ako Pán Boh ponúkol, priniesol financie do rodiny, ako sa postaral finančne.
And there were just these amazing stories.
A boli to skutočne, že neskutočné príbehy, nádherné.
And what hit me during the time was that anyone in that room who was a believer could have gotten up and given their amazing story.
A to, čo som si uvedomil v tom momente, bolo, že ktokoľvek, kto bol veriaci v tej miestnosti, tak by sa mohol postaviť a povedať príbehy, ktoré boli rovnako nádherné pre neho.
Because I think we all have kind of little red seas in our life, you know?
Lebo každý z nás má také prechody cez Červené more v našom živote.
Where the Lord has just done something extremely powerful that you cannot deny.
Keď Pán Boh urobil vo vašom živote niečo neskutočne mocné, niečo, čo neviete poprieť.
And you can always fall back on that experience to keep you grounded.
A vy sa vždycky môžete vracať späť k tej spomienke, aby ste cítili tú jeho prítomnosť.
And I talked to Joseph, the guy who talked about how he got his amazing wife.
A ja som rozprával s Jozefom, tým chlapíkom, ktorý hovoril, ako prišiel k nádhernej žene.
And I said, you know, Joseph, your marriage is probably just like anyone else's, right? You know, like there's up days and there's down days, right?
A hovorí, veď vieme, že manželstvá sú raz hore a raz dole.
You know, but I said, what an amazing testimony.
Ale tvoje svedectvo bolo skutočne skvelé.
You know, because on those down days,
lebo keď sme dole,
you can say, you know, I'm going to stick with this woman.
Tak si môžem hovoriť, že ja zostanem s touto ženou.
Because I know the Lord brought her to me.
Lebo viem, že Pán Boh ju vybral pre mňa.
You know, and we probably all have our experiences where we can just fall back on that and say, yes, God, that's what you did.
A ja viem, že každý z nás má tie skúsenosti, keď sa ku ktorým sa vieme vrátiť späť a jasne povedať, že ja viem, Pane, že toto si urobil pre mňa.
You know, I have a few of them.
A ja mám niekoľko sám.
One of them is just being here in Bratislava.
Jedna z nich je určite to, že som tu v Bratislave.
You know, and when I some days on the down days.
A niekedy, keď mi je tak ťažko.
You know, I can remember, okay, Lord, I know that you brought me here.
Tak sa snažím pripomenúť si, že ja viem, Bože, že si to bol ty, ktorý ma sem priviedol.
And I know that you're the one who keeps me here.
A viem, že je to ty, že si to ty, ktorý sa ma tu snažíš udržiať.
And I know you're the one who told me to turn off your phone.
A viem, že ty si ten, ktorý hovorí, že si mám vypnúť telefón.
You know, I just challenge you guys.
Like, what's 10 V's,
try to figure out what is, you know, write it down, you know, just lock it in your memory, in your heart. What is that experience?
Snažte sa to vybaviť, možno aj zapísať, že čo je tá vaša životná skúsenosť, čo je tá spomienka, ktorá robí zmenu.
You guys actually, I don't know if I can ask this, but you guys want to share what that experience is, if you know it?
Že chcete niekto sa zdieľať o tej skúsenosti, ktorú máte?
You might have 20 of them, but is there one experience that you can kind of put your finger on and say, yeah, that's something I fall back on?
Možno, že ich máte aj 20, ale čo je tá jedna, za ktorú by ste, že, na ktorú by ste ukázali prstom a povedali, že to je tá jedna, ku ktorej sa skutočne vraciam?
I know one of yours.
Že Erik, ja viem, že aká je tvoja.
God bringing you to Bratislava.
Ako Pán Boh teba priniesol do Bratislavy.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyone want to share their stories?
Môžeš sa niekto povedať svoj príbeh?
You don't have to.
No, nemusíte.
You look like you're trying to say who's going to tell their version.
Že vyzeráš, ako keby si si hovoril, že kto z nás dvoch povie tú svoju verziu.
We can turn off the recording.
Že môžeme vypnúť, že nahrávanie.
I don't know if I told us this before, but we had we had dated in Brazil for a year, my father was ill, and I came back to the States, and Alberto went to Portugal and Poland and Great Britain. And while we were separated, we're praying about whether to get married or not. My father was fine when we were dating, but then when it became more serious, suddenly he was against it. And my parents had gotten married against my grandmother's thing, and I had suffered quite a bit with that. So I was like, I don't want to put my kids through that. And if it's God's will, He'll bring it back, and He'll bring him back, and He'll bring him around. And so I broke it off with Alberto for a little bit. But we still stayed friends.
Aww.
And okay, we still were in contact and everything. And then one day, like out of the blue,
stay away from me totally.
He calls me up and says, I've got to go to Philadelphia for an interview with a mission. Can I just come visit for the weekend? I said, sure. And my mom says, you better double check with your dad. And when I talked to my dad, he apologized and said, I shouldn't have stood in the way of that, and I shouldn't have done to you what my mom did to me. And so he recanted that. And then that weekend, Alberto came and I told him we were engaged before Dad changed his mind. And then, but we had really praying about the wedding, and then he went back to Great Britain, and we had a horrible time with visas. I mean, I went to the federal building, I went looking for what I need to do, and they're like, no, if you're going to use, because he's going to go with a different organization, if you're going to go to Europe, you're going to go through a visa process there, he just needs to come on a tourist visa, you get married, you go to Europe. But then, as time went by, he went to the U.S. Embassy in London, they wouldn't let him in, they said, no, it's the wrong visa, blah, blah, blah. They wouldn't let, and then I went to my congressman, I think, and they were telling me the wedding was going to be in 8 weeks. They told me that I needed to have the visa, that he needs, it would take 6 months to process the visa. So of course, everything's planned for the wedding. And I'm like, what am I going to do? They said, I'm sorry, that's all you can do. So I went and started the paperwork, and it just seemed like impossible. There was no way he was going to get there for the time of the wedding. In tears, I'm just going and doing all the paperwork I can, sending him. Meanwhile, he's going to the embassy. He's trying to do it from that end, trying to get in the door, trying to talk to them. No way there. And then he went through all kinds of, FBI checks. I mean, more interrogation type stuff. And just a lot of things like this. They were saying, you should be coming from Brazil. If you're Brazilian, you're coming from here. Why? A lot of questions like that. And I went to my I went to the post office one day to just turn in the things, and we were praying, the whole church is praying, everybody is praying for him to come. I go down to the post office, the main post office, to mail something, and the postmaster looks at me and goes, "What's going on?" And usually they don't ask, like, I didn't know that well and everything, and I explained to him, and he said, "Upstairs is Senator Warner's office. His secretary is really good with this kind of stuff. Go and talk to her." And so I said, okay. So I immediately went upstairs and I told her. And God just brought her as a person of peace. And it was like, it was a miracle. Out of nowhere, she worked in 6 weeks, what normally takes 6 months to do. He went through a lot of stuff in the thing. Meanwhile, he's trying to get in, Another person of peace happened to walk in down the hall or something. And he talked to him, and the lady said, "Let me see your paperwork." And she goes, "What is wrong? This is fine. You should be able to get through. Why hasn't this been processed?" And so he, from that end, was able to get the things too. But we were still trying to get him. By the time we got approval for him to come, it was 1 week before the wedding, and he only arrived 2 days before the wedding. So, and that's, we had seen close. Each other once in 2.5 years,
wow.
too.
Wow.
We had been physically together for goodness. Once in 2.5 years by the time he got to the wedding. And
there's hope.
So it was a lot of by faith, because a lot of it was, okay. You know, that this is who you want me to be with. Okay, God.
Wow, that's a big break.
Yeah, it was a very big break. I mean, we've been correspondent, you know, and all, but when he came to, and then when he came off the plane and went to pick him up, he wasn't coming. Everybody got off the plane and he was not coming. And I'm standing there getting very nervous going, okay, Lord, where's my groom? We're getting married in 2 days. Where is he? And then Alberta comes showing this little card, and I'm like, what happened? He said, the immigration coordination with the State Department pulled him out and pulled him into a room or something, honey? Or something, they pulled him out of the immigrant, and then they talked to him, and then they gave him a work permit, and they said it was a wedding present and apology for everything we went through or something. And wow. And they said congratulations, and that's why he was late getting off the plane. Was actually a good thing. And you know. But then they put us through the entire immigration process in the U.S. So we can go anywhere. All our plans to go overseas were kind of put on hold as he went through the immigration process. And sometimes I suspect, because my brother was in special forces in the Army, that there was something with that. They were double checking or whatever. But I don't know what happened, but he put him in the thing. But when the towers went down in 9/11, we knew that it would have been much harder for us to pursue a visa process later than it was at that time. And God knew that he needed to have a green card in order to go to the organization that we ended up going with. And we didn't know that at the time. Mm-hmm. We didn't know we needed all that. We didn't know what God's plans were. We didn't know that God had a scholarship for him in seminary, mm-hmm. Short time. We didn't know these things. But at that time, we were just like, why is this happening to us?
Yeah.
But later we can look back, is that, and now I look, and when I see things going, well, I look back to then and say, okay, God, what is plan B? What is your plan A, but what I look at is plan B, or whatever is going to happen, that God has some reason why he lets it happen, and, mm-hmm. it, and it comes to mind that he always has everything in his hand.
Yeah. Cool story. Cool. So I think we have our signs, right? You got those Red Sea things. It's what I end with one thing, but actually, can I call you to read something for us? So let's just jump back to chapter 15.
Čiže vraťme sa k 15. kapitole.
You know, because we... After you have this sign that kind of, you know, the Lord can sustain you in your, maybe your marriage or your working situation or your calling.
Že potom, čo už máme určité znamenie, že Pán Boh sa stará o našu životnú situáciu alebo o naše manželstvo alebo niečo čemu nás povolává.
We see in chapter 15 they have this song that they sing, the people of Israel.
Tak v 15. kapitole vidíme, že majú pieseň, ktorú spievajú.
And we see that there's someone leading it, it's Miriam, who's Moses' older sister.
A vidíme, že to niekto vedie a je to Miriam, staršia sestra Mojžišova.
She's kind of like the prophetess poet.
Že je to vlastne taká prorokyňa a zároveň básnička.
And she kind of creates this God glorifying anthem or song for the people.
A ona spieva takú hymnu, ktorá oslavuje Boha.
And we'll read, actually want to have Ilga, if you'd read it for us in a second.
A ja by som chcela, aby si Ilga nám ju prečítala.
You'll be our new Miriam.
Ty budeš taká naša nová Miriam.
We need a woman to do this.
Potrebujeme ženu, aby to urobila.
No, it says she led the people with the tambourine, so it was probably kind of a lively thing.
A hovorila, že viedla svoj ľud s tamburínami, takže to muselo byť hodne živelné.
You know, and as I was looking at this, I was like, you know, the church needs creative people like Miriam.
Ja som pozeral na tento text a hovoril som si, že Pán Boh potrebuje kreatívnych ľudí, ktorí povedú cirkev ako práve táto Miriam.
The church needs more artists and more poets and more actors.
Že potrebuje viacej umelcov a básnikov a hudobníkov.
Who can put to words and to pictures those deep expressions of our heart for the Lord.
Ktorí dajú do slov a do obrazov a do hudby všetko tieto skryté túžby, ktoré máme pre Pána.
So, as Ilga reads this song,
čiže ako nám to bude Ilga čítať, túto pieseň?
I just want to encourage you to, if there's a verse or two that just kind of hits you, mark it.
Že chcel by som vás pozbudiť, že keď je nejaký verš, ktorý skutočne k vám hovorí, tak si ho poznačte.
And then just go back during the week and meditate on that thing, because maybe the Holy Spirit's telling you something about who God is.
A potom skúste premýšľať a rozmýšľať o Pánu Bohu a o tomto verši, lebo možno, že Duch Svätý vám hovorí cez tento verš niečo o Pánu Bohu.
Because I think these are some great words to desires in our heart and expressions our heart that are sometimes difficult for us to say.
Lebo myslím si, že tieto verše vyjadrujú nádherné vyjadrenia, ktoré občas máme ťažko vysloviť a nevieme, aké slova nájsť.
Okay, so go for it.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider are hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, but I will pursue. I will take over them. I will divide the spoils. I will gouge myself on them. I will draw my sword and my hand will destroy them. But you, with your breath and the sea, covered them. They sank like lead to the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand and the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people you bought pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the blacks of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women followed her with tambourines and dancing. Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and the rider has hurled into the sea.
Got yourself there. Thank you. So, what is your song, you know? Figure that out. You know, what's those words that you can just praise back to the Lord?
Ktoré sú tie slova, ktorými môžeš dať chválu a oslavu Pánu Bohu?
I just give you a personal side note.
Že ja tu mám takú vlastnú poznámku.
The last verse that Ilga read, the sing to the Lord, for he's highly exalted, the horse and rider is hurled into the sea.
Čiže ten posledný, spievajte Hospodinovi, lebo sa veľmi preslávil, koňa i jeho jazdca zmietol do mora.
That's one of my, this song is one of my earliest memories of singing.
Toto je jedna z vecí, ktoré sú prvé v mojich spomienkach, čo som spieval.
Because I remember this, there was a song that was popular at the time that had this chorus.
Že si pamätám, že bola pieseň, ktorá bola veľmi populárna v tom čase, ktorá spievala toto v rámci chóru, zboru.
And I remember when I was really little, I was probably like 3.
Ja si pamätám, že som bol vtedy veľmi malý, asi trojročný.
My mom would sing me this song.
Moja mama mi túto pesničku spievala.
And I don't really remember the experience, but I think it was like when I was scared or just, you know, I was like our kids coming, you know, out of the room when they're having a Bible study or something, and just kind of I remember being in my mom's arms and her singing this song to me.
A že nepamätám si úplne presne, že možno som bol vystrašený, alebo možno to bolo po biblickej po nedelnej besiedke, ale pamätám si, že moja mama ma mala v náručí a spievala mi túto pieseň.
You know, singing to the Lord because he's highly exalted, the horse and rider throwing the sea. You know, God is a warrior, he's ready to fight for us.
Že spievajte to Bohu, lebo on je skutočne sa preslávil, lebo zmietol do tých jazdcov do mora a Boh je skutočný bojovník.
So, fall back to what's your strength, what's your sign, what's your song.
Skúste si teda rozpamätať sa, že čo sú vaše silné stránky, čo sú vaše znamenia a čo je vaša pieseň.